Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now you've got game one of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. Bucks, by many accounts, expected to win. Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst for TSN, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jack, tell us why the Bucks would not win tonight.
Tonight or the series?
you pick.
I guess. I think for the Raptors, if they come out and really shoot the ball well, I think for them, Milwaukee will yield some open opportunities on the perimeter because they're very conscious of paint protection. So I think for the Raptors, I think a big part of it is and they've struggled so far with their shooting in the playoffs. They're gonna have to play well on both ends. The Raptor defense has been terrific in the playoffs against Orlando and Philadelphia, and they're gonna need to be equally as terrific against a tremendous offensive team in Milwaukee. And then on the other side, you got to keep up. You got to have answers and solutions when the ball finds you and you have open opportunities. So I'm excited. It should be a great series, two outstanding teams and really well coached. And, and you got obviously the two superstars in Giannis and Kawhi.
The factor of Giannis and Kawhi, let's just say they negate each other, which is kind of impossible to really kind of analytically put together. But let's just say they negate each other. The Toronto Raptors, to me, this can come down to benches. Is their bench depth enough to be able to say they can keep up with the likes of George Hill and Malcolm Brogdon and the way the Bucks can run different sizes and different shooters at you continuously? Because it seems like the Bucks can do it in waves.
Well, that's the big thing. I think the challenge when you're Toronto or Boston or Detroit or any team that plays Milwaukee is a lot of times they beat you with that run in the third quarter where you blink your eyes and, oh, my goodness, they just had a 12-2 run on you. And, it could be anyone on the floor at that point. But they're just a team that that was my point earlier. You got to keep up. You got to be able to make plays. You got to be great defensively, but you also got to be great offensively. You're playing a really good team. I guess the best way I would describe it is you're playing against a scratch golfer, and if you're a four handicap in this sport, they don't give you the four strokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make your putts. And I think for Toronto, and Toronto's an excellent team, and down the stretch of the regular season, they were sensational in terms of moving the ball and getting open shots and making open shots. And to me, I think that's going to be a critical factor. And the contribution from the bench, Serge Ibaka really came on late in the Philadelphia series and was wonderful. He's had opportunities against the Bucks this year, and he'll get some good looks in this series in his pick and pop game and pick and roll game. He's a good player. But they're going to need Norman Powell and Fred VanVleet. There are other two guys that normally play off the bench that have struggled in the playoffs to really come through. Because here's the other thing. The Raptors have the older roster. And after tonight, it's every other day. And, the level of the defensive intensity in this series on both sides takes a lot out of you, and in particular, it takes a lot out of you, and it affects your offense a little bit. So you need that depth to kind of help counteract some of that. So it's going to be critical for the Raptors. And I agree, Milwaukee's got a really good bench, but I feel confident that Norman Powell, Fred VanVleet in this series can play better. And if that's the case, I think Toronto suddenly moves right into the equation of being able to win the series. Unfortunately, OG Anunoby is not available tonight, and he hasn't been available for a while, appendix operation. And that really set the Raptors back because he's another piece of the puzzle in terms of size and another guy that could guard Giannis and a capable offensive player.
Their head coach, when you start to compare X's and O's, Nick Nurse versus Budenholzer, is there an edge to either?
These guys, I'm a former college coach, and I've been working in the NBA for 21 years as an analyst, and both of these guys are excellent. You know, what they used to say about Don Shula, he can take his and beat yours. He can take yours and beat his.
Mm-hmm.
And these two guys can do that. So if you put Nick Nurse on Milwaukee's bench and you put Mike Budenholzer on Toronto's bench, the results would be still terrific. Because and let's take the players out of it for a minute. These guys are that good. I'm super impressed with what Coach Budenholzer did in Atlanta and what he's done here in Milwaukee. And Nick Nurse in his first year in Toronto has been fabulous, you know, and took over a coach that did a great job in Dwayne Casey. And, you know, a lot of expectations, and I think Nick has handled it beautifully.
Talking with Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst for TSN. So we saw in the first two series that the Bucks played, they tried to build a wall and basically not allow Giannis to just muscle his way through the paint. Is that, and it didn't work very well. I mean, they've only lost one game the entire postseason. Is that, would you continue to do the same thing? Is there a different approach that you would take in trying to slow Giannis down?
Well, I don't think there is a way to slow him down. I mean, I there's a way to slow him down, but there's not a way to stop him, I guess would be the best way to say it. Make him take as many difficult shots as you possibly can. I think that's he's going to, just close your eyes and you know he's going to get 20 or whatever, and he's going to get 10 rebounds, okay? But you don't, so just don't hang your head when he gets a dunk, or don't hang your head when he comes up with a spectacular play, because that's going to happen because he's great. The reality is, though, don't allow those great plays to happen often. Make him have to take tough shots. And what do? You got to just move your feet and contain and make him shoot over the top of you and block him out as best as you can. And sometimes it'll work and sometimes it won't. But the challenge is staying committed and not hanging your head. And I think the great thing about the Raptors in their first two series against Orlando and Philadelphia, they were a feisty bunch and resilient and just didn't back down from the challenge. And there'll be a number of different guys that are going to have the opportunity to guard him. And I'm sure there'll be multiple help and guys flying all over the place trying to get back to people and recover. But nonetheless, I think you go into it saying he's going to make some plays, but let's be sound in the principles fundamentally defensively and trust in that. And so far, again, Toronto's been pretty good doing that.
Kawhi has been really solid. I mean, even when the team didn't shoot well, he was the guy that kind of threw him on his back. Is there just a way to contain him, or do you just allow him to have his and try to shut down everybody else?
I think for the Raptors to win this series, because of the firepower and the depth that you mentioned before about the Bucks, he's gonna need some help, because he did a lot of heavy lifting. And some of the miles put on him in the first two rounds were city miles, not highway miles. You know, I mean, it was just bumpy.
Mm-hmm, right.
It was tough. And he, you know, he's a great, great player, tremendous competitor. So to me, I think if you're Milwaukee, I think they'll probably take their chances on some other guys and try as best as they can in their base defense. Middleton's done a pretty good job guarding Kawhi Leonard so far this season. And then they'll adjust as they go along based upon how Kawhi Leonard gets going. But to me, I think for Toronto, a lot of it you mentioned before about the bench, I just think in general that secondary scoring beyond Kawhi Leonard, will they have enough of it consistently? And to me, if they do, then I feel confident in their defense. I feel confident in their makeup as a group. The key is going to be, are they going to have enough consistency on the offensive end beyond Kawhi Leonard.
Always great to chat, Jack. We'll touch base with you hopefully later in the series as well. But good luck, and we will talk soon, okay?
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day. I'm thrilled to be here in Milwaukee. And beautiful day here today. I'm going to go run on the lake, and I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's awesome. Jack, enjoy the city, and we'll see you soon, okay?
You got it.
See you, pal. There you go. Jack Armstrong, Raptors television analyst for TSN, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they may get it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.